Space News 90. The news for today, many subjects discussed. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of July 11th, 2025. Watching Space News episodes 81 to 89 may be advisable to better understand what I am talking about. I have some very good news to start with. Our efforts to communicate with the rest of the Galactic Federation races which are observing us and everything that is happening on Earth has advanced, as no less than 15 of them have declared that they now understand what is happening, and why the Triad, Antaria, Irma, and Taygeta had no option but to move aggressively, including inside the Andromedan biosphere ship Viera. Those are by no means all the observing star races. Still, it is a great advance, even more so as they now openly accept we are the local Federation representatives, even if the area we control is only a small corner, space around Earth, and nowhere else in this solar system. Those 15 star races, whose names I choose not to mention yet, as they would only be a long list of meaningless names for most people, with a few exceptions. Being recognized by those star races also helps us validate that we have acted out of legality and have always followed strict space laws. Those races have offered their help, and for now all we have asked them to do is to see for themselves the state the Earth is in, and help us share what is happening to other star races, as most of them are still immersed, and still believe in the dubious local Saturn Federation propaganda. Taking into account their circumstances, there isn't much more that those star races can help with, but we will see as things roll on. Another piece of good news which is associated with this last one, is that the Andromedan High Council in the Viera has already declared that they fully understand the situation and why things happened as they did, and that we had no other option but to proceed using overwhelming force. They wish things didn't have to come to that, but they declared openly to the other observing star races that they understand and support us. They also stated that they needed some time to process what had happened before saying anything. For the time being, the Andromedan biosphere ship, Viera, will remain in high Earth orbit. And it is being repaired by their friends the Arcturians as you hear this, and who have also declared that they support us, the Triad. Moving on to another thing closer to Earth. The frontal boom sensors on the nose of our big ships can easily detect energetic and magnetic anomalies on the surface of a planet, and even under its crust. Moving on to other things, the Taygetan High Council has reported that they have no new reports of missing people, particularly young females, in the last month or two, but unfortunately, and due to recent limitations, we haven't been able to find any more of our missing people. For now, and although this data cannot be precise, we have recovered around 65% of all the missing Taygetans we strongly suspect have been taken to Earth by the evil Cabal and its SSP. Antaria, on their side, also reports no missing people that can be attributed to kidnappings, only to other unrelated events. Unlike Taygeta, Antaria does keep an accurate registration of the whereabouts of its population, so it's easier for them to see when someone is missing. I have talked to the Taygetan High Council about this problem, and we have agreed that we will have to make a complete population census. It has not been done for quite some time. We haven't done so yet because the Taygetan High Council and I didn't want to be invasive with the citizens, yet we must have some way to know who is missing other than simple eyewitness, civilian reports. For this and other necessary functions, we are constructing a special building in Talika City, to house all that is necessary for the census and its data, as well as for protecting the civilian population. This will include a fast response system that anyone with a communicator can set off when in distress. This new building will be the tallest around. It is now at quite an advanced stage of construction, and we are very proud of it. It looks like a long twisted leaf, and it will be in two shades of green, very organic in design. Moving back to Earth, our rescue operations have slowed down a bit, as this week we could only recover 41 missing people, all fully human. We have also discovered that the recent storms and floods are being used to isolate and separate the young ones from their families, so they can make them disappear. Of the 41 rescued people this week, 24 of them were from the area of Texas and New Mexico, mostly near the Mexican border. All the rescues were conducted by our STAC craft flying night-only missions over the affected areas, despite the terrible weather. Our pilots have also reported having rescued more than 50 animals, mostly pets trapped on treetops and on the top of wrecked houses and floating debris, but also a couple of cows and some wildlife as well, like two opossums that were together. They simply take them to a safe spot that is not flooded, and they free them there. If you are wondering how they were all rescued, a small tractor beam was sometimes used, but usually, and for the smallest animals, the STAC's co-pilot valiantly hangs himself from the open frontal ramp with a harness and grabs the animal in distress with his hands. No one asked them to do that, it is something that they decided to do on their own, and I thank them for it. All animals are people as well. Please always remember that, because we always do. It simply hurts so much that we cannot help them all, that we cannot keep them all. About the recent attacks coming from two of our supposed best friends, I choose not to answer their accusations, as those say a lot more about them than about me. Even so, I reserve the right to do so if I see it necessary in the future. I won't enter into a negative spiral with anyone. Right now, I'm focusing my energy on issues that affect the entire Lyrian human community. As always, I would like to thank all of you who are helping us with your donations. Although up here no one uses money, we all need it when operating directly on the surface of Earth. We are using your money very wisely, mainly in operations against the Cabal. Thank you so very much. You are making quite a difference for countless people. A big hug, and I cannot thank you enough for supporting us. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.